not that alert. You're not that disciplined. If you're losing the battle on the inside, when nobody knows, where nobody sees, and you know you're not righteous there, it will show up. Be sure your sins will what? Find you out. Let me take you to another man in the New Testament. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. You know, this is one of my favorite books. I'm in the process of writing a commentary on this. And I was talking to the publishers that do my books, and they said, you know, we want you to do a book on spiritual leadership, a book on principles of leadership, spiritual leadership. And I said, that's easy. 2 Corinthians. That's it. So I'm figuring out how I can take the commentary on 2 Corinthians and just take the material in that incredible book on leadership and distill it down into a book on leadership written by, in my judgment, the greatest leader that ever lived humanly, the Apostle Paul. Because he's the model of his leadership is in this epistle. In 2 Corinthians, you get a better look at the heart of Paul than you do anywhere in the New Testament. And the reason you do is because he's under attack. It's the same thing with Job. He's under attack. Only this time, it's not his friends, it's his enemies. With Job, it was his friends who were attacking his credibility and his integrity. And Job stood the test by saying, I've examined my life and I'm telling you, I'm righteous. Well, Paul is being attacked by enemies. They false teachers, combination of, you know, Greek philosophy and Greek oratory sort of wed together with Judaizing elements invading the church. The false teachers came into the Corinthian church. They wanted to teach lies, as false teachers always do. They are agents of Satan, and they bring doctrines of demons, and, you know, they're like the clock that doesn't run. They're right twice a day, and that gives them some credibility. And they came into Corinth, and they knew that if they're going to teach their lies and upset the gospel and tear up the church and destroy evangelism, they were going to have to get rid of the confidence people had in Paul. So they decided to attack Paul. If they could discredit Paul, if they could totally undermine Paul, it happens all the time. People do it to their pastors. You know, somebody who decides they want to bring some new teaching into the church or some new power structure into the church, do everything they can to undermine the pastor, destroy the pastor. It happens not just in churches, it happens in any environment. And that's what happened. So they started attacking Paul. And they basically said, and I'll show you the key here is over in chapter 4 and verse 2. He says, we have renounced the thing.